So if there are some senior devotees who inspire us or from whom we have learned some things, who are in a very senior respectable position, and then they behave improperly, say they are not very honest in financial dealings, then that shakes our faith in Krishna in the process of bhakti also, because we see them as teaching bhakti and representing bhakti. And they are, Krishna is far away, it is they who we see in front of us. Yeah, it's very difficult to go through this phase when those who are meant to inspire us, far from inspiring us, they actually do what you could call anti-inspire us. So now, there are three different things over here. First is that everyone goes through phases in their life. Sometimes some people may go through some difficult phases. They can be emotionally, they could be relationally, they could be financially. And if we look at ourselves, we also have acted in ways in which we are not proud the way I spoke or the way I acted. Maybe not the exact same thing which somebody else did to us, but and sometimes under the pressure of the moment, sometimes under the heat of the moment, somebody may do something which may be out of character with the way they normally behave. If that is the case, then it is good to give them the benefit of doubt and say, it's just under pressure, sometimes things happen, sometimes things get spoken, and leave it at that. And sometimes later we may come to know also that what was the circumstance. This recently, one devotee, he wrote a little strong mail to another devotee, that both of them are my friends. And then that other second devotee was very disturbed. A small issue, why did I write a second mail? And the second devotee told me that actually he wrote that mail just before he was undergoing a major surgery. And after that surgery, he had a throat surgery, after which he was told for 1 week not to speak. So after writing that mail, he could undo it only because he tried to write one or two mails, things were only getting worse. So then now then I told the second devotee and they met and they clarified. So we don't know what somebody is going through.
Exactly.
So one is if that kind of action is out of character, then better give it a benefit of doubt to the person. Second is if we find that they behave in the same way again and again, then we need to understand that the process of bhakti may or may not work for all the anarthas in the same way for everyone. For example, some people may have a very strong attachment to something. So there are some devotees who have been chanting for, I know one devotee, chanting for 12 years and still not able to give up tea. Now, tea is such a trivial thing, but they're just not able to give it up. Now, you cannot, if you talk with that devotee, you say they're not an insincere devotee. So practicing sincerely, but somehow, there's some unearth, some attachments, maybe some that it's very difficult for them, someone to give it up. So we can recognize that. Now, if their attachment is creating trouble for us, then we have to keep a distance from them. If it's say somebody has financially done something wrong, say we entrusted them some money, lend them something in good faith, and then they just misappropriate whatever. Depending on the magnitude of the problem, we can report it to somebody senior. Because if that is something which is happening with us, it may happen with others also.
Exactly.
So our mood is not primarily to get back at that person, but we want to make sure that just as our faith is disturbed, others' faith can also be disturbed. So at least we need to alert somebody if that is happening not just once, but again and again. And then at the very least, ideal would be that authority talks with that senior devotee and tries to set things right. But if that doesn't happen, then at least that authority should give us a proper perspective for seeing things. So that means that they at least give us some, maybe the background of that devotee or the nature of that devotee or whatever. So some people may have just some conditioning. See, we are all in a hospital. We know, and different people come with different conditionings. So some of us may still have the conditionings which we have not, which for us were never a big issue, but which for them are still a big issue. So now, having said that, the next thing would be that we can take things forward and we can focus on once burnt, twice shy. Somebody has been burned by, say, hot milk, they'll be very careful to handle it. So sometimes it may be that in financial dealings, we need to be cautious in general. So in the devotee community also, we have to be clear what I have come here for. I have come here to grow in my Krishna Bhakti. Now, other devotees have also hopefully come for the same purpose, but different people come for different purposes, not necessarily bad purposes. Some people come just for socialization. Some people come for, people may come just to get some business contacts, you know, with all kinds of motives. We don't know. So if we are in the association, we can focus on what our purpose is and we can look at those devotees who inspire us in that purpose, who are focused on that purpose. And by that focus, we can move onwards in our bhakti. Without that prioritization, we may be in association of devotees, but we will not be associating with devotees.
Exactly.
Because what is happening, association with devotees means it is actually meant to be devotional association. If it is simply mundane discussion, if it is simply discussion which distracts us from Krishna, which disturbs us mentally, then that is not really association. So we can keep a distance from the devotees who don't inspire us in our bhakti. We can respect them from a distance, but we can focus on that association which inspires us in our bhakti. And with this, so I said three things. If it's out of character, then just give the benefit of doubt. If it is repeatedly happening, then we have to report, and we have to, depending on the magnitude, we may have to take some corrective measure or whatever is required. And third is, in general, we learn and select within devotee association that association which inspires us. So it's, Prabhupada says that just like when people work in business, there's a chamber of commerce or something. In the chamber of commerce, there may be many business people. But this a business person who goes there will associate with those business people with whom he can form some business contacts and who are going to help him in his business.
Yes.
So like that, we have come here for the business of bhakti, we could say.
Yeah.
So we have to look, we can respect all devotees, but focus on those devotees who inspire us in our bhakti. And that's how we can move onwards. Okay.